Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Trump administration pledges $625 million to revitalize U.S. coal industry. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Trump administration announced this morning a $625 million plan to strengthen America's coal industry with goals of keeping plants open, lowering energy costs, and even fueling the nation's push in artificial intelligence. According to Fox Business, U.S. Energy Secretary Christopher Wright unveiled the initiative, calling coal critical for America's industrial might. He said coal remains essential for steel and cement production and still provides about 15% of the nation's electricity. The package includes $350 million to modernize coal plants, $175 million for rural energy projects, $50 million for wastewater upgrades, and another $50 million for dual fuel and efficiency improvements. Wright argued the investments will make coal plants cleaner and more reliable, supporting both U.S. industry and international exports. He framed coal as vital to reindustrialization and America's ability to win the AI race. The administration's move comes as coal continues to face long-term decline, with many plants closing despite ongoing political efforts to revive the sector. DEQ launches mobile air monitoring station in Wright. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality's Air Quality Division has launched a mobile ambient air monitoring station in Wright. To introduce the station and its purpose, the agency will host an open house on Wednesday, October 1st from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on the south side of the Cottonwood Elementary School soccer field. The Wright mobile station began collecting data on September 22nd and will remain in place for about a year. The mobile unit is designed to monitor a range of pollutants not currently tracked by the state's permanent monitoring network. Mark Gagan, Air Pollution Monitoring Program Manager, said the AQD uses mobile monitoring trailers to conduct short-term monitoring and provide near real-time ambient air quality monitoring. These trailers are deployed in areas not covered by the Wyoming Ambient Air Monitoring Network, which helps the AQD effectively assess air quality in those locations. The station is equipped with advanced tools to track nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, ozone, carbon monoxide, methane, particulate matter, and more. It also includes meteorological instruments and a camera system for visual documentation. Located at Cottonwood Elementary, the Wright Mobile Station is strategically placed downwind of active oil and gas development to measure pollutant levels in a populated area. The station is one of three mobile units currently operating in Wyoming. Residents can view near real-time air quality data from the Wright Station online at wyvisnet.com. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.